Are you one of the many homeschool moms who's trying to take care of your family on a daily basis while you're struggling with a chronic illness? I shared my story a few weeks ago about homeschooling with chronic illness, and today I want to start moving towards some practical help so that you too can successfully homeschool even with a chronic illness. Welcome to the Rest in the Homeschool Trench podcast, a place for homeschool mamas seeking to cultivate victorious rest in the midst of daily homeschool battles. I'm your host, Amy Smith, and I want to offer hope that in Jesus, we can experience victorious rest. So if you are one of these homeschool moms who's struggling with chronic illness, I hope you listened to a little bit of my story in a recent episode. What I really hope is that somewhere in my story, there was a little tidbit, just a nugget that was encouraging to you to believe that, yes, you can do this. It may not look the way you want your homeschool to look, but you can trust that God is doing something bigger in your home, in your family, in your heart, and in your children's hearts. He can work something beautiful even out of your deep struggle. But I know as much as encouragement is good, we need practical help along the way. I can remember in my darkest seasons when I was most sick and my kids were little, and it seemed like every bit of life was just a big mess, and I wondered if I really should continue to be homeschooling. I searched everywhere I could, trying to find some practical help. You know, I read anything that I could find on the internet. I listened to any messages I could find. I was just desperate to find help because I really wanted a homeschool, and I really doubted whether I could do it or not. What I found, however, was that it was a very frustrating search. I would find some ideas. I'd find a blog post with, you know, 10 suggestions of what I could do, but it wasn't enough, and a lot of them I didn't feel like I could physically pull off. And just, you know, I was struggling to function. I think one of the biggest parts of it, though, is that the tidbits and pieces of advice that I would find only addressed one part of the problem. Homeschooling with chronic illness is a multi-layered struggle. There's not a simple three-step formula that we can follow. And so I've started thinking more, what's going on with us specifically as moms and really as homeschool moms? What are all of these different layers? What are all the pieces of the struggle that's going on with us? And I've started thinking about it in terms of a quadrant. So I want to invite you to picture a square in your mind right now and break it into four smaller squares so that you have this quadrant. Now, across the top, the two quadrants are going to have to do with yourself, with you, the homeschool mom. The quadrants on the bottom deal with your family as a whole. The quadrants on the left are going to be the external issues, and the quadrants on the right are going to be the internal issues. And so on a daily basis, we feel all of these problems, but they're just this big swirling mess of struggle. I think a first step for us to figure out what to do is actually figure out what's going on. And putting these different struggles in these different quadrants helps me start to take the swirling mess and put it in a little bit of order so I can see what I'm actually dealing with. So if you are looking at this box, the top left quadrant has to do with the external struggles that you personally are going through. Now, if you're dealing with sickness, this is going to include all of those physical symptoms. This is your pain, it's the swelling, it's the rashes, it's the fevers, it's the fatigue and the weariness, whatever your symptoms might be, those are the external issues that you're dealing with for yourself. But there's also a layer going on inside of you. This is where you feel the despair. Are you ever going to get better? It might be that you're struggling with depression and anxiety. It might be those negative thoughts about yourself, blaming yourself, thinking you're not good enough because you can't physically do what you want to. Maybe you're blaming yourself because your kids aren't able to do the things that they want to do. Maybe you're wondering whether you really have a real sickness or if somehow you've created all of these problems for yourself. Whatever it is going on in your mind, those are actually separate from your physical symptoms, even though they're very closely related. And it can help to start to sort out what's going on with me. Is this an external or an internal issue that's going on? But at the same time, as mom, we know that our physical struggle of sickness affects our family as well. But even with them, they have the external and internal struggles as well. On the outside, the struggles that you're seeing here have to do with how to do your school lessons, how to take care of this messy home when you have no energy to take care of it, how to prepare meals for your families. What about your calendar? If you're going to the doctor, those appointments are taking over your schedule. If you're so weary, how can you add activities that your kids want to have? And there are many more things going on externally with your family. But there's also the internal layer with your family as well. Maybe there's the disappointment that your children have when they have to miss a fun activity because mom just can't do it today. Maybe there's an underlying feeling of unrest from everybody in your family, because the sickness does affect everyone, not just us as moms. So those are just a few of the things that might be going on in your struggle. What I want to encourage you to do today is think through what are all of the different struggles that your family's going through. Just take a little bit, write down a list of what's going on. What is hard today? Take this swirling mess and try to identify the different details of the different issues that are going on. And then categorize those into these four different quadrants. Take a piece of paper, draw a big square, break it into four smaller quadrants. Remember, the two on the top have to do with yourself as mom. The two on the bottom have to do with your family as a whole. The boxes on the left are the external struggles. The boxes on the right are those internal struggles. Just try to list as many detailed struggles as you can. What's going on today? What's been going on in the past week? What are some of the things you know you've struggled with in the past that might be an issue again in the future? Then I want you to think through each of these quadrants and circle the one biggest struggle in each one of those that you're dealing with right now. And then think, which one of those four things is the biggest struggle? What I've found over my years of homeschooling with chronic illness is that the external struggles over time actually start to produce some internal fruit, both in myself and my family. God's been able to work some things in us. He's been able to grow us in some special ways that we wouldn't have grown if everything had been going great and life had been going the way I wanted it to. So the one step I want to leave you with today is going to take a little bit of time, because you need to think through all of the different details of what you're struggling with, categorize them into these four different quadrants, and then think, what's the biggest thing you're dealing with right now? Being aware is a first step to being able to take some practical steps to continue homeschooling. I hope you'll join me next time as we start to look at these four quadrants and think, what's going on in this area and what are the practical steps we as moms can take so that we can see the fruit that God's producing. I pray today that as you think through the struggles, that God will give you peace and hope that He has a better plan for your family.